Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing off the first perek of Maseches Yuma, and then we're going to start the second perek of Maseches Yuma. Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches is going to discuss the time at which we would perform the first aspect of the Avodah of Yom Kippur, which would be Trumas Hadeshen, which is separating some of the ash from the Mizbeach. It says the Mishnah Bechol Yom, on every single day of the year, Tormenetz Mizbeach, Bekriyas Hagever, the Kohanim would remove the ash from the Mizbeach as soon as the rooster would crow. This would happen slightly before dawn or slightly after dawn, but that's when the Trumas Hadeshen would happen. Or Samachlo, and around then is when it would happen, Bein Lefanav, Bein La'acharav, whether just before it or whether just after it. B'yom HaKippur Mechatzos. But says the Mishnah on Yom Kippur, though, the Kohen Gadol would perform this Trumas Hadeshen at any time from Chatzos, from midnight and on, setting a time to rest before beginning the Avodah of Yom Kippur. Uver regalim meyashmur arishonin on the for the shalosh regalim Pesach Shavuos and Sukkos, they would do trumas hadeshen from the first wash onward, meaning after 1/3 of the night had passed. Since on the moedim, on the yamim tovim, there was a lot of work to do between separating the ash and beginning the actual avodah of the Beis Hamikdash. The lohay sirkriyas hagever magas, and by the time the rooster would crow on the yamim tovim, acha haisa azara meleim yisrael, the azara, the temple courtyard, was already filled with Jews waiting to bring their karbanos immediately after the karban tamid shel shachar, the morning karban tamid, so they could not wait until then to do the Trumas Hadeshen. Continuing now with Perek Bey's Mishnah Aleph. Now that we mentioned the previous Mishnah, the Avoda of the Trumas Hadeshen at the end, over here, the Mishnah is now going to discuss how a Kohen was selected each day in order to perform Trumas Hadeshen. Says the Mishnah Barishona, Kol Misha wrote a litrum as the Mizbeach Torim at first. Any Kohen who wanted to do Trumas Hadeshen, separating the ash from the Mizbeach, they certainly could do so. Uvizmanchehin Merubin, and when there were too many Kohanim who wanted to perform this Avodah, Ratzin of Va'olin Bekevesh, what would happen? They would run up the ramp of the Mizbeach, which was 32 Amos long, V'chol HaKodim Es Chavir Ba'arba Amos Zacha, and whoever came before any of his fellow Kohanim into the final 4 Amos of the ramp, he won the right to separate the ash, to do the Trumas Hadeshen. It was basically this big race that would happen with the Kohanim. Vim hayu shneim shavim, and if two of them were tied, hamemuna omer lehem hitzbiu, the appointed person in the Beis Hamikdash, said to all of them, put out your fingers, and the Kohanim would basically stand in a circle. Each of them would put out a finger. The official, as the Bartanur points out, would announce a random number that was much higher than the number of Kohanim, whether it was 60, whether it was 100, and then, starting with one Kohen, he went several times around the circle, counting the fingers. The Kohen and then the Kohen with whom the count ended won the lottery. You know, certainly we have many games similar to this nowadays as well, with different fingers to be able to decide who gets a particular reward. Uma hein motzin, and what number of fingers would each Kohen put out? Achas o shtayim, says the Mishnah, one if the Kohen was healthy, or two if he could not extend one finger without the finger next to it. Vein motzin agudal b'mikdash, however, the thumb was not allowed to be used and put out for the lottery in the Beis HaMikdash, because a Kohen could cheat by putting out a thumb and another finger and spreading them so far apart that they would be counted as two separate fingers. Quick review. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches, discussed the Avodah of the Trumas Hadeshen. We said that every day of the year, the Trumas Hadeshen, the ash would be removed from the Mizbeach, typically right before or after dawn when the rooster would crow. On Yom Kippur, it was done from Chatzos, from midnight and on. And on the Shalosh Regalim, it was done even earlier, the first third of the night was done. And that was because by the time the dawn would come, and the Avodah, and by the time the rooster would crow on the Yom Tovim, then the Azara was full of Jews. So we had to start much earlier to make enough time for everyone to come, bring their karbanos, and fill up the Azara. And then Perek Bey's Mishnah Aleph taught us that at first any Kohen who wanted to do the Trumas Hadeshen was able to do so, but then there were a lot of people that wanted, they had such resources and excitement to do it, so they would basically have a race up to the ramp, and if there were people that whoever got there first, within 4 amos of the Mizbeach, would be able to do the Trumas Hadeshen. But unfortunately, sometimes there were ties. What would they do? They would basically have the kohanim that tied stand in a circle, each put out a finger, and ultimately, whatever they want, when they got to the number decided by the kohen gadol, when they got to the number decided by the person appointed there, that's the person that would do the chumas hadeshen for that particular day. Have a great day.